I don't know whether you've seen this guy, and I can't remember. I think it's Jim Kunstler. I went over to SMU and heard him the other night. He is worth hearing.
You're listening to the KunstlerCast, a weekly conversation about the tragic comedy of suburban sprawl, featuring James Howard Kunstler, author of The Geography of Nowhere, The Long Emergency, and World Made by Hand. I'm Duncan Crary, and I normally speak with Jim every week on a variety of topics. However, the KunstlerCast is on a short hiatus of sorts for the next 2 weeks. We will return on Thursday, June 11th, with our normal full-length programming. At the end of the show, I'm going to play a few listener calls responding to last week's program, but first I have a short new listener orientation that I hope our long-term listeners will also find interesting. We do have quite a few new ears tuning into the program this week, and the reason is that I helped Jim clean up the homepage of Kunstler.com. There's now a podcast player there, and a lot of people are clicking that play button wondering what the show is all about, so I figure we ought to give them a proper welcome. So here's a 5-minute clip of Jim describing some of the topics that we cover on this weekly program that we've been putting out for about a year and a half now. After that, I will go over some technical aspects like where to listen, how to subscribe, and then we'll get to those listener calls. So I'll talk to you again in a couple minutes. Here's Jim. Well, Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well, this is KunstlerCast episode 00. And the reason why I'm recording this is I've noticed that a lot of our new podcast listeners start with show one. So I figure we should give them an orientation to what this show's about.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
So can you tell us, what is the KunstlerCast all about?
I think it started with the idea that we were interested in cities, we were interested in the urban condition, we were interested in the fiasco of suburbia as the evil, dark counterpart to good urbanism and city life in general. I think we were interested in some of the technical details of urbanism, how you construct good streets and blocks and neighborhoods and quarters, how you connect them, the kinds of buildings that are deployed in them, you know, a subject sometimes known as typology, building typology. We're interested in the psychology of how we inhabit our spaces on this planet. You know, what is it about human beings that seems to thrive in the social space of a city? You know, what are the failures of social space that we know about and can talk about? You know, we recorded a show some time ago about the first broken window theory of social behavior, you know, and why things get out of hand once the first misdeed occurs. I think we're interested in this phenomenon known as the new urbanism, which has been the most prominent, organized, sustained campaign to improve our living conditions in our hyper-suburbanized and kind of screwed up American space. I think we're very interested in the idea of public space and shared space and how it is designed, assembled, properly embellished, and populated. We're interested in how our cities may be fixed, how they may be re-inhabited, reactivated, because we're entering a new period of history. I think we've done a number of shows about the financial catastrophe that's now underway and its implications for everyday economic life, which in turn has implications for just all the details of how we live and how we inhabit the terrain and move about the terrain and where our activities take place. You know, I think we've touched on maybe a few times the idea that the way households are organized happens to be something that occurs, according to the circumstances of your time. And we've had a certain habit of organizing our households a certain way in the late 20th century, but we're moving out of that.
Now, Jim, the tagline of the show is the tragic comedy of suburban sprawl. That's not actually all-encompassing for what the show's about, but why do you think that's why is suburban sprawl a tragic?
I have to suppose that really, you know, first of all, it's such a richly comical and idiotic system that we've saddled ourselves with, and tragic. I mean, you know, in a way, it's kind of dragging down the United States into this maw of financial destruction and economic calamity. But it also happens that, you know, I wrote a few books about it. It's a subject that doesn't lend itself really to popularization, but I wrote a couple of books about it that were popular. So they became kind of cult classics in the planning and architecture schools. And so, you know, that's one element of why we talk about it. And also, look, let's face it, that's the way most Americans live right now. So it's really the big question is, how are we going to transition out of this thing into something better?
Now, Jim, you're a serious author and a serious thinker and commentator, but you're also a pretty funny guy. So,
well, gosh, thanks.
So tell me about the relationship between humor and these topics.
You know, as Samuel Beckett said, and as I quoted him in one of those books, nothing is funnier than unhappiness. And basically, when you're looking at a Laurel and Hardy comedy from the 1930s, you're looking at guys who are hitting each other over the head with 2x4s and dropping pianos on each other. You know, this is deeply unhappy stuff. If it happened to you in real life, you know, you would be a really, you know, sad puppy. But we see it on the screen, and it's funny to us because, you know, we identify that part of the condition of life on Earth. It, you know, it's full of unhappy surprises. And suburbia has been full of unhappy surprises. You know, it's kind of the equivalent of the whole American society dropping a piano on its head, you know, over the 20th century. You know, we had really good intentions. We were going to gold plate the North America for cars, and that would be swell. We would have a great time. Life would be fantastic. It would be like getting a Steinway piano in your apartment, you know. We just didn't realize that, you know, it would be such a fiasco. And now we're stuck with it. And we're also stuck with forces of history that are more or less compelling us to undo it. We just don't know it yet.
So, Jim, I want to just tell the new listeners, too. We do this show every week. We put out a new episode. You can listen to them in any order at any time, online or subscribing through iTunes. Sometimes, most of the time, we sit here in either your place or my place and record. Sometimes we hit the streets, right?
Yeah.
Where have we gone? We've gone to downtown Saratoga.
Downtown Troy.
We've been out in the mall,
yeah.
I think. And maybe a couple others outside, too, in the park, things
yeah.
like that. We did one commentary for a DVD, so you can actually watch the video and listen to us comment. And what else did we do?
We did the Paris tour using Google Mapping.
Google Street View. Sometimes we use Google Street View so people can see the streets we're talking about. Well, anyway, that's just our new listener orientation. So we hope you stick around for the rest of the show. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Duncan, and we'll be here.
Okay, so by now you've figured out, if you didn't know already, that a podcast is just like old-fashioned radio. Instead of being broadcast over the traditional airwaves, it's broadcast through the internet. Although this show is carried by a couple of radio stations around North America, so it's possible you're listening to us on the radio. Most people listen to this program by visiting KunstlerCast.com, where you can stream our programs through our website, or you can right-click them to download them. Or some people like to subscribe to the show using iTunes or another podcast catcher. Those will automatically download new programs as they're posted. I post new shows on Thursdays, usually in the afternoon. If you have any questions about how this podcasting thing works, or how to subscribe to the show, or how to download it, just send me an email. I'd be happy to help you. letters@kunstlercast.com. Another thing you'll find on our website is a listener discussion forum. That's where listeners can interact with each other and respond to shows and talk about all sorts of things. That is located at kunstlercast.com/forum, and there's a link on our homepage. Another way that listeners can interact with this program is by calling our toll-free listener comment line. I'll give that number in one moment. But first, I'm going to play two calls responding to our most recent program.
Hi, this is Tom from Salem, Massachusetts. Kudos on your Detroit Virtual Tour podcast and its clever use of free and accessible new technology. It was so engaging that I'm willing to forgive you for introducing advertising to your audience. Also, for what it's worth, I suggest that you give some thought to Portland, Maine. That's right, not the Portland we've all heard of. Portland, Maine is a city of 65,000 that feels several times that size when you're a downtown because I think it is a truly urban place. The core of the city is contained within a small peninsula that contains this vibrant downtown and several distinct neighborhoods. Moreover, it isn't dominated yet by chain stores as much as Boston is. I could, of course, speak endlessly about how much I love Portland, Maine. Maybe it's just enough to say that I lived comfortably car-free in Portland for a year and a half. Or better yet, let's keep Portland, Maine our little secret so we can avoid catalyzing its inevitable gentrification.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Duncan. My name is Sean Jagodinsky, and I am a Detroiter, huge fan of the Kunstler cast. Everyone over here at the Portage Media office loves the show. We listen to it all the time. And I also post under Shades of Blue on the Kunstler cast forum. Anyway, there has been a lot of discussion about Detroit's urban school system and how families don't buy homes, they buy schools. Because of that notion, providing good urban inner-city public schools is the hot topic for urban renewal in our current election for mayor. I think schools are without a doubt the biggest issue for families, with crime being the most important for unmarried young professionals and the elderly. Families definitely don't buy homes, they buy schools. I think if you give Detroit a good or great school system, you'll get a nice rise in property values and home sales and a better urban environment in the long run. I would really love to hear more about what both of you guys think of how important public schools are to urban renewal and how might residents, students, and officials go about reforming a school or school system. Thank you.
Well, Sean, thank you for that comment. I definitely know where you're coming from. I have two friends who are urbanists. They live in the city, but they have a young newborn, and they're wondering what to do about the urban schools. I have talked with Jim about the topic on a few shows, but we haven't dedicated a whole program to that, so maybe we'll do that in the near future. And as I mentioned to everyone just before these listener calls, our toll-free listener comment number is 866-924-9499. You can call that number and record a message, and then it will email me the file, and I can play it on an upcoming show. Well, that's it for our new listener orientation today. We are going to be taking next week off, and the program will return on Thursday, June 11th. I did mention in the original audio file with Jim that this show is going to be posted as number 00 also. So if that shows up in your podcast catcher as a new show at the very bottom, it's just going to be this program again to welcome new listeners, because people seem to have the tendency to want to start the series at number one, and we don't really record these in any particular order, so you don't have to start at show number one. As I mentioned, we're going to be back on Thursday, June 11th. There's no program next week, but if you're really craving your Kunstler audio fix, check out the Sea Realm podcast. Host KMO interviewed Jim at length in the Kunstler Cave and put out three programs in a row featuring Jim. And then I actually snuck on to the most recent show, and I'm going to be on again next week talking to KMO. So even though we're not going to be here, we're still going to be in the earbuds of people around the world. So thanks a lot for listening. It's time for me to sign off. I will talk to you again on Thursday, June 11th. You've been listening to the Kunstler cast featuring James Howard Kunstler. To leave a listener comment, call toll-free at 866-924-9499. Send email to letters@kunstlercast.com. You can listen to all of our past programs, join our email list, find out how to book Jim to speak in your area, and talk about the show with other listeners at kunstlercast.com. I'm your host, Duncan Crary. Thanks for listening.